to Hey Julie. Remember, go to julieashton.com. My own sites and I can't remember them. Go figure. julieashton.com and julieland.com. Hello.
Hello.
Today, we have the very beautiful, you see your pictures all over the site, Charlie Lane.
Hi.
You hot little thing, you.
Hi, how are you?
How big are you?
How big am I?
How big are you, anyway?
What do you mean by that?
Well, okay, let's go in a physical sense first.
All right. I guess, I don't know. I've gained
how
quite
tall are you?
I'm 5'3" and a half.
Don't forget that.
Don't
half.
Forget
you know what?
That
if you're
half.
Under 5'5", halves matter.
Halves do matter.
5'3" and a half.
5'3" and a half.
98 pounds.
No, not anymore.
Really?
No, I weigh about 108.
So,
but my boobs have grown.
They isn't
yes.
that great?
Yes, I started the wonderful birth control pill and.
Really?
All the estrogen made my boobs grow.
Really?
Yeah, almost a full cup size.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you're natural.
Yes.
Have you ever considered getting a boob job?
No.
Immediately, no, before I even asked the question.
No. I'm
good for
definitely
you.
Afraid of surgery.
Really?
I once had a dream I had a nose job, and
right?
I looked pretty hot, but it's
well, you
just
don't
too
need
scary.
A nose
I don't
job.
Need a nose job, but like I had a dream, and it was weird.
Huh, that is weird.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been in the business?
Oh, November.
The porn business, by the way.
November 2nd is my 3rd year anniversary.
You know it down to the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive.
Ugh.
I don't remember the day.
Ugh. 3 years, 3 long years.
Time flies, but yet it seems
I
like
know.
Yesterday, right?
It does. It seems like yesterday. I just feel so old now with all these little young girls.
How
like,
old are you?
I'm 21, but
oh,
it's
shut
like
up.
The girls. I know, but the
all
girls.
Right, thanks
like,
for coming.
Shut up,
and
Julie.
That
you're
was Charlie. All right.
No, like you know, like they're all like, "Hi, I've been in the industry." It's like, wow.
I just turned 18 yesterday.
I know. I just turned 18 yesterday. I was like,
yeah.
I was once that.
You turned so
I was
3 years.
Once
okay, so
three
you
years.
Were 18 and you got
18,
in the business.
Yeah.
Right out of high school.
No, it was I dropped out of high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I love where this is going. Okay. This will be a good.
Yeah.
You dropped out to
mm-hmm.
do what?
To just be myself and homeschool myself. I didn't.
Yeah.
I hated school.
Were
so
you
I
in
homeschooled.
A, were you
in a small town?
Okay. And were you like? Were you a stoner? Were you?
Oh,
a,
I was.
Which were you?
I was the girl that floated to every group. But the main group I had was the stoners. And,
yeah.
like, those are the friends that have lasted the longest.
Right. Those ones you still talk to.
Yep.
So you dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
And how was home life?
Home life was okay growing up. I don't know. Everybody's got their shit.
Absolutely.
But,
but no big dramas for you?
No. Nothing cool. I can't handle.
Right.
You know, it's made
That's
me who
good.
I am today, so...
Were you super sexual already?
How do you think you learned about sex? I learned about
sex
early. My mom, I knew what sex was at the age of 5. Like Wowzers. not physically, but
sure.
I mentally, my mom explained it to me, like
right.
where babies come from and all that shit.
Right.
But I didn't get sexually active until I was 14, and that's but I would have wanted because a girl in my class, unnamed, lost her virginity at the age of 13, and she talked about it. And I was like,
right.
oh, I just can't wait, you know? Like, oh, my God. So it was funny because, like, I lost my virginity to the guy that I'd wanted to, which was
so,
nice. But a week later, he did break up with me for my best friend, so that kind of sucked.
Wow, yeah.
But, you know, it was...
But it was getting.
It was
how
over
was it,
with.
How was it physically? Was it?
It
a
wasn't.
Good,
I mean, he was well hung, but it was my first time. We didn't. I didn't know what was happening.
Right.
I wasn't sexual enough. I didn't enjoy sex, really, until the age of 19.
Yeah.
And then, like, I just really, really started to enjoy it lately. So it's like I think you get more sexual as you once you learn more about it.
Absolutely.
It becomes funner.
Yeah.
You know, like,
oh, of course.
I don't understand how people can be like enjoying sex then in like their younger years because it's like as you get older, like, Oh, it just keeps getting funner. I'm very excited for the future.
Just wait until you're my age,
I'm
Misty.
Very excited for the future.
Yeah, it's good. So, okay, so when I was saying how big are you, that was, mm-hmm. I also hear that you're everywhere now. Even a guy came into the room and was like, wow, you're everywhere. So you're big in that arena too.
I don't think so. I really don't. I don't know. I don't really pay attention to my shit. But I guess I just was on Playboy's Jenna show.
Okay.
American Sex Star. And then I did Hotline the week after that.
Wow.
So I've been around Playboy Studios everywhere. Right. And then
American Sex Star? What did you
I got
on that?
Booted off because I'm a lesbo on camera.
So yeah. They're immediately saying that no, lesbians yeah. aren't worth being porn stars.
No.
No, that's a
but
bummer.
That was what was his name? I forgot his name, but Chrissy Canyon and Ron Jeremy were nice to me about it.
Right.
But this other, I don't even remember his name. He wasn't worth remembering.
Something's Jeremy yeah. Stone, I think.
No,
maybe.
It was no. like Jim.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Something
Powers.
Or other. Jim Powers, that's who it. It is.
We still don't know who that
Boo,
is, but we
Jim
know
Powers.
The name. But just, what? You don't like lesbians, Jim Powers?
What's
Go
wrong
fuck
with
yourself.
I know, and I'm not really. Lesbian. It's just, you know, a preference that I have.
You're not lesbian, but
no.
So you like the dick.
I do love the dick.
But not on film.
But not on film.
How come?
I'm emotionally attached to that act. I can't,
right.
I have to say when, where, who, and if I have to be caring enough about that person to make that act with them.
Are you seeing a dick right now?
I'm not a boyfriend. No, I'm not seeing
not
a boyfriend.
Not a steady dick.
I'm not a boyfriend girl right now. I had a boyfriend for 2 years and then...
While you're in the business?
Yeah, and then I broke up with him and everybody's like, oh, she's gonna start. My friends even had pools when I would start. And I was
right.
like, you know, it's just a personal preference of to
mine. Was he in the business?
No, he wasn't.
What did he think? How was that?
He was cool with it at first, and then it became a thing,
yeah.
I think.
That'll always
it'll always be a thing, and I've realized that, you know, it's hard for people to understand, but it's my job. I love doing it,
right.
You know, I'm comfortable with it, so if cool. they love me, they'll accept it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And so tell me some things you've been working on. We had a director in here. Tell me
Jack the Zipper. Yeah,
the Zipper.
I guess I just did a movie for him, Black Light Beauty.
Black
I think
Light
he said.
Beauties, yeah.
And then,
but it doesn't seem to be standing out for you.
No,
so. No,
I have a few other things going on. I'm very excited about.
Okay.
February. It goes on sale January, but I got February Penthouse Pet.
Beautiful.
Yay!
February Penthouse Pet. That's
yes,
huge.
That's really big for me.
Do
I
still give
it.
Away the little keys and
yes,
stuff?
Yes, we do.
Look at yes, yes. I get a key. I get a key.
I know. I'm so freaking excited.
That's very
no,
cool.
I'm so ecstatic about this. This is something I've wanted for so long. Like,
right.
It was on the checklist.
Yeah, exactly.
You know how like you and your mm-hmm. first get in, you have like, the little checklist of things you do.
That
like,
was.
I wanted to be on a cool box cover. Wanted
right.
to be a Hustler Honey. Wanted to, you know. Be a penthouse pet, and finally, after 3 years, I'm checking it off. So
good girl.
I'm excited.
What was that shoot like?
It was amazing. I worked with Brett Barony,
mm-hmm.
And he's an amazing photographer. Super nice.
A bunch of my that'll date him and me. Like some of my first shots back. Almost 10 years ago.
We're with Brett.
We're with Brett.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. I had so much fun on that set.
Good.
I mean, like, I was thinking going in that I wasn't getting pet. It was just a solo layout.
Right.
So I was thinking, you know, even if I don't get it, then it's going to be an amazing shoot. It was a great experience.
Good.
So, yeah.
So, Penthouse, what about some movies you're working on?
Oh, God. I don't know, really.
Really?
I mean,
I
don't pay attention to that stuff.
You don't?
No, because I don't do much feature work just because of the only girl thing,
okay,
I think.
So you just show up, do your scene, and go.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you think you've done?
Oh, I just recently updated my list, and it was 76, I believe.
Wow, that's not too many, really.
No, it's not at all. It's not at all. I figure by the time I'm done, I'll reach the 100 mark, which is okay, but...
Right.
It'll be cool.
Do any directors stand out in your mind? I know you've done some Andrew Blake work.
Oh, Andrew Blake. I love working for Andrew Blake. Love it.
Yeah.
I just worked on him, his new movie, Valentina.
Okay.
With his new rising star. She's beautiful. And that was a good shoot.
Did you have sex with her?
No. Well, kind of. Not really. Like, his stuff is all erotic, and it's no really hardcore, like, mm-hmm. get down action. I mean, I'm fond of that, but,
yeah,
you know, it's so pretty to play dress up and be sexy and erotic. Right. Like, the stuff that I did for
Richard Avery.
Yeah. Yep, the stuff I did for him, it was amazing. It's erotic. It's, yeah, you know, it's fun to do. It's not just sex. Sex is fun, but to be erotic is even more fun.
Do you have some favorite performers in the business that really, yeah, like when it gets hot and heavy that you like being with?
There's Kirsten Price, who's the new Wicked contract girl. Ooh, I love her. She's, yeah, she's one of my favorites. I love, who else? Celeste Starr. Ooh. Oh my God. Oof. You guys must get this girl. I don't know if you've
shown.
Celeste Starr. Yeah, she's with
Richard Avery. Yeah. We need Celeste Starr.
Yes, you do. No. She's an amazing, amazing girl. Oh, she's beautiful. And those are probably my two favorite. I have a couple other ones like Marlena. I don't know who else. Jamie Lynn. I mean, Jamie Lynn doesn't do hardcore, but taking pictures, right, she's an amazing. She's actually Pet of the Year this year.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, she's a hottie, too.
Will you be doing stuff for Penthouse to promote it now?
They're actually talking about doing a lot of promotions with the girls, like just having the girls do promotions exclusively. Right. So that'll be great. I'll get to travel around and actually see these people that have been emailing me for 3 years.
Right.
Because I've never done any convention outside Vegas or LA.
Really? And you don't
never,
dance?
I don't dance because it's hard to get featured work doing only this. But Penthouse is also offering to do feature work too at their clubs.
Oh, great. So, and does that interest you? Does that excite you?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, I have this little book where I write down all these little ideas if I hear a song.
Right.
Like, I'm like, oh, that would be perfect theme for this and this, and I put it all together. Like, I was in dance at the age of 2. Like, I was in dance competitions until 13. So I was like, I love to dance. I love to perform.
So you would be good at it, too.
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm really stoked about that, so.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What do you think makes a hot sex scene?
The girls enjoying what they're doing, mostly. Yeah. No fakeness. You know, because, I mean, being in the adult industry for 3 years, you can watch porn now and see the fakeness sometimes.
Right.
Like, you can detect it, and it doesn't turn me on. So if I have to watch porn and it turns me on, it's got to be real. Like, see these girls that love their jobs and are totally into it. Like, actually, the older porn is what I enjoy watching.
Right.
When porn was that small group of people that just loved sex.
Uh-huh.
I would have loved to be in back then, you know? Yeah. Like, that's the porn that's hot because they're totally fucking into it.
It's
not just for the money anymore.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's cool. Do you, so you watched porn?
No, I didn't start watching porn until I got into porn.
Okay.
I knew who Jenna Jameson was.
Right. Who doesn't?
Yeah, I knew who, like, Ron Jeremy was.
Who doesn't?
Exactly, but that's it.
Right.
I never, you know, I got
into. And now do you watch it?
I do, sometimes. Like, gonna sound bad.
No.
But like, just for like, not giggles, but for entertainment, I like to watch things like Throat Gaggers. You know, and like
the bizarre.
Yeah,
shit,
like the bar, just be like, what the fuck? You know, it's awesome. Like, and some of these girls love it, and it's just so amazing to me. I'm like, you go, girl. Fucking get the shit kicked out of you.
Take it, bitch.
Take it, bitch.
That's funny. Do you watch your own stuff?
Oh, I haven't for a very long time. I used to when I first got in the industry because I wanted to critique myself.
Right.
But then I realized I started critiquing myself too much and started thinking about too much of the scene and not just going with the flow.
Right.
And
what about reviews? Do you read your reviews?
I have a couple times. I haven't in a really long time, though.
No.
Like, and I haven't read anything or seen anything that actually I believe might be good.
So why bother?
Like, you know, because it's like, I got past a point where I stopped being nervous and started enjoying myself. And that's when I stopped buying it all. You know, and stopped watching it, stopped caring. It's just like, I go to have fun. I go to do these beautiful women.
Yeah.
You know, I go to be naked, which I love doing, and strut my stuff. So.
So there you go.
So there I go.
So you don't, what about awards? Have you won any awards? Like you said, you're going to an award show this.
No, I've never. Never won any awards. No. I probably won't.
Does that bum you out?
It is does. I seriously think that there should be a like some kind of category for girl performers, just because there are so many, and it would not encourage them. Like, because all we want as like just doing girl for 3 years is some recognition,
right,
of what we've done for as long as we have,
right?
You know, like we haven't sold out. You know, we want to do what we want to do. And granted, I'm not saying that girls that do boy girl are selling out,
right? But you're there are holding your ground.
I'm holding my ground. You know, right. So I'm doing what I love and. If that sucks that I can't get an award. I want an award for doing what I love.
We'll make you one.
Julie
Land, Richard Avery, another note to Richard Avery. We need awards and we'll give one to Charlie.
But I hear I might be winning something with you guys of the whole Big J Girl. Can I mention that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, talk about that. Yeah, you'll be our girl of the month.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Yeah. That's such an honor.
We'll get to know all about you. We'll see you from the inside out, kind of.
I'm the same. Yummy.
You know?
Yeah,
ew. Yeah. Absolutely. So, what else? You said that we would be around probably 100 movies when you end. How are you going to know when it's you're done?
It's getting time. I'm still loving it, but it's becoming more and more of a job to me, kind of not job, but like I'm wanting other. It's not my dream anymore. I've already got my dream.
Right.
So I have to find a new dream. Right. To accomplish. And
have you thought about that?
God, you don't even understand how much I thought about that. I have no fucking idea what I want to do. I'm like, I'm 21. I have no idea what I want to do with my life. But I know I want something that I'm going to love doing. And it's I'm not going to quit.
So what do you love doing besides sex?
Kids. I love working with kids. But
well,
that's gonna
out.
Be yeah, that's out. That's
okay,
what I'm saying. No, I know that's what
that
I'm
one.
Saying. So I thought about dance teacher, but then I'm like, fuck no. If that's can I say fuck?
Yeah, you can.
Right now I was like, no, I can't do that. I can't work with kids. If anything were to come out, my career would be ruined.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of stumped.
Yeah.
I've already went to makeup school, so I do have that to fall back on.
Right.
But
some people think about getting into the other side of the camera. Do you want to stay in the industry? Mm-mm. Maybe, no?
No, I would love to do something that I can move out of LA to do. I'm a Wisconsin girl. I'm not going to stay in, I'm not going to go back to Wisconsin per se, but I love LA, but I don't know if I'm going to stay here for the rest of my life, you know?
I do know.
You know, it's not homey. It's very busy, and it's somewhere to live when you're young. I'm having a great fucking time. So I'm just going to ride this out as long as I can, see where the road takes me, you know?
There you go. Do you have a web presence? Where can we find you?
No.
No?
Not yet.
JulieLand.com.
Yeah, JulieLand.com.
That's pretty much where you can find Charlie Lane.
Yeah, well, you can, you know. I'm going to be having a website coming up with Penthouse, but I don't know exactly which one. What domain name we're going with or anything
right.
like that. Because CharlieLane.com is owned by someone else, so don't go there.
Fuckers.
Fucking bastards.
Took me forever to get JulieAsher.com back.
I hate those assholes.
Do you have Charlie Lane trademarked?
Mm-mm.
You should do that. Huh? You do that, and then I'll help you get your name back.
All right, I will.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a deal.
It's a pain in the ass. Cool, girl. And you're shooting like 4 days straight coming
up. Yeah, I'm shooting a lot. I have a shoot to go to after this.
Okay.
And then I'm shooting tomorrow.
Shooting as in you're going to go leave here and go have sex with a girl?
No, I'm actually doing solo stuff.
That's hot too. But
I get some actually. I'm doing jack off videos, which is kind of fun. You talk to the camera. Ooh, excuse me.
Hello.
Let it out. You talk to the camera and encourage the guy to jack off, and that's kind of fun. You know, I get to be a little tease.
Yeah. And are you playing with yourself and stuff?
Yeah.
Too?
And it's the pantyhose thing. So you're like, oh, you know. And so that's fun. I love doing the fetish stuff. And
have you ever done bondage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at your eyes light up. Yeah.
I'm a dirty bitch.
Wow.
I love rope marks. Absolutely love them. Like, I'm not too keen on being restricted. I'm like, but as long as I'm restricted for a while and I get those rope marks on my skin, it's hot.
What about hair pulling?
Oh, hair pulling.
Push it around a little bit.
Yeah. Ass smacking.
God, I love this girl. My kind of girl. Wow. Can we keep her? All right. She's going to be a J girl every other month starring Charlie Lane. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I'm
going to
petition for a girl award ceremony for you.
Thank you.
You deserve it. Everybody, thank you. Go check out the pictures and the videos of Charlie Lane.
They're beautiful. Yeah. Check them out.
Penthouse. Yes. February issue coming out in January. Be sure to pick that up.
Yes.
And you'll be in Vegas.
I will be in Vegas.
So we can come.
Yeah.
Will it be out in time for you to autograph it?
It goes on sale. No, I don't know.
Oh, darn it.
Decisions, motherfucker.
But you'll have other stuff that you can sign
but
for.
But I think they're in process of asking me to work for them at Avion. So I'm guessing at least I'll have headshots. So.
Yay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, all you Julie Landers, thank you for listening to Hey Julie and for going to julieland.com. Talk to you next time.